just doing the Mishnah Berurah, finishing up the topic of tea, discussing Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva, and then I want to move forward a little bit. Here's the board. Okay, so let's take a look. I want to look inside fast and learn the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Lamed Tes. And here the Mishnah Berurah says, Ata, I'm three sentences in. If you have it inside, that will be very helpful. Va'ata neva'er din bishul alei hate. We need to discuss hamek ti hashay bekamin yom lasev zeh. Hine tei b'shabes poshva poskim diyesh b'mishum bishul. Ubemezi yesh b'yesh skila v'shochiv chadz v'alken yesh zar bo ma'od. You have to be very careful. Tea is a European beverage. Everyone loves tea. And you have to be very careful how to do so. Uva avano senu harabim. And as a result of our iniquities, rabim nichshalim bo umekil ma'atzim b'kulo she'im b'mamesh. Many people do not know how to make tea properly, and they rely on leniencies that have no validity. Ve'alkein muchrach ani leva'er ofanei ha'heter v'isa b'zeh b'ez Hashem Yisborach. Okay, so I need to explain how to make tea. So I'm doing this inside with you because it's going to just a quick survey course in everything that we've done so far. So says the Ramah, says the Mishnah Berurah, Vine la'aros miklivishon al alei hatei yesh bo bezvadai chashash av malacha de karmelon irum mevashel k'nei klipa k'lekamen b'siv yud. So, to go ahead and take the tea leaves and pour hot water from a klivishon to tea leaves, he says that's an iser d'orais. Why? Because we call that? Iri klivishon, iri klivishon mevashel what? K'dei klipa, which is bishel d'orais, so that's a no-no. V'kol shekein. And certainly, if yamidenu achakach al hatanur, if you take this tea, hot water, and the tea leaves, and you put it on the tanur, o betocha kochlin, kochlin is this type of tanur, so achiyah hayatza letesbo, bevada yavo lukuyame de iser skila al yedeze. So you're talking about an iser skila. Very bad. Very bad. Okay, so you don't want to do that. Okay? Fine. Afilu im yirtze. So maybe I have another solution. Afilu im yirtze litenis ale hate letoch hakli. Achar shi'ara hacham letocha. Kedei she'alamayim shem kli sheni. Gam ken oser. Maybe you'll think, I'll put the hot water in the cup, and then I'll put the tea leaves into the cup. Maybe that's a solution. And what does he say? No solution. Putting it into a kli sheni is not a solution. Why is it not a solution to klisheni? For two reasons. Relax. If it was not cooked before Shabbos, ain't shorim b'Shabbos afilu b'kli sheni. Why? Why? Number one is because of Tosfos we saw yesterday. Daf Lamed Tes mechzi kemevashel. Moreover, certainly, if you mash move with zeh, the yesh dvarim rakim. There are soft items. What do we call these soft items? With a kuf. Kale habishul, which is also kulias ha'ispanin. Shemizbashlin afilu behadocha miklisheni. They even will get cooked in a klisheni, but even a hadocha miklisheni, they will get cooked. And efshe diyesh ba'alam gam ken chashash is dorais afilu b'ofen hazeh. And since the leaves might very well be kaleha bishul, so that might be osir as well.
Is that passing like against the Rashbam?
Yeah, we pass against the Rashbam. We do. We pass against the Rashbam, 100%. Now, I'm going to pause for a second. There is one shita out there. It's the position that is known as the position of Rav Chaim Brisker, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Rav's grandfather, who felt that you can put tea leaves in a klisheni, no problem. No problem. Why did he feel you can put tea leaves in a klisheni, no problem? If you get this, I'll be impressed. Shmuel Barg.
I mean, I have a thought.
If you're saying I mean, I thought, I had a thought. It's one word.
It's spices.
That's the word. Excellent. Very good. What are you saying?
That it's not about cooking the tea.
Maybe the tea has a status of Give me the Hebrew word.
Tavlin.
And when we saw, what did we see about tavlin? Tavlin is mutter in a kli. I mechzik mevashel. No problem. Why? Because since the whole purpose of tavlin is not to cook the tavlin, but rather to lematake es hakadera, to sweeten, to flavor the kadera. So therefore, that doesn't look like you're not really cooking the tavlin. There's a tavlin there to serve the water. And maybe, says Rav Chaim, tea has a status of tavlin, but the velt does not pass on that Rav Chaim. We do not pass on that Rav Chaim. Certainly, the Mishnah Berurah does not pass that way. And that brings us to, okay, so what?
You have to cook it in order to get
the flavor.
The spices, they have the flavor, you
know. So you don't buy it. Yeah, you don't buy Rav Chaim. Right, so you're in good company.
You're
in good company. In other words, Rav Chaim is saying it's not about cooking the tea, it's about flavoring the water. That's what spices do. That's Rav Chaim's position. Okay, you can debate the point. Okay, it says the Mishnah Berurah. So what do you do? Al king. So he gives one solution. Right now, which, as far as I know, no one does. Al kain, hiskimu achron diyesh la'aros aleim erev Shabbos roschim mikli rishon kedei she'al yedei ze yanikra atei mevushal b'miksas. Before Shabbos, pour onto your tea leaves hot water. Before Shabbos. Now what's the status of the tea leaves? Be careful. Already fully cooked?
Yeah.
They're already cooked kedei klipa. The irim mevasha kadei klipa via hafe peesa iru. And now, what should you do? Swirl it while you're pouring. Betoch aroskim elamala matal matal mala, so that it's entirely all the klipa gets cooked. Now, when you have tea, what is there besides klipa?
Nothing.
Pretty much nothing. So now you have what? Cooked what? Cooked tea leaves. Now he says, take the liquid out. When you take the liquid out, what do we call the liquid?
Essence.
The liquid is concentrated tea, and now you have tea leaves. You leave the tea leaves that are already what?
Cooked.
Already cooked. So now, the achag yarikis ha-essence ki achag, kadei shishra alei atei yivashim, v'yemudah lo la'aros achag rabbi Shabbos, alei ma'am cham v'klirisham. And now on Shabbos, what can you do with those used tea leaves? My mother, alei ha-shalom, was Baruch Hashem, she grew up in Argentina with European parents. And you know what that made her? Extremely cheap. Extremely cheap. She was very frugal. Didn't like to spend money. And people don't like to spend money. What do they do with their tea leaves? They reuse the bags. What? You can get a couple of good cups out of one bag. So here's what you're doing. You basically cook the tea from Erev Shabbos. Now you took the bag out. And what are you going to do on Shabbos? Now you're going to take this used tea bag and pour the hot water onto the tea bag. Is that mutter? Why? Because ain't bishel achar bishel. You did iri before Shabbos. Now you're going to do iri again. Aye. It might be a little weak. So how do you solve it if it's a little weak? Take the essence, which is what? Which is concentrated, which is basically flavored water. You pour that into your kli sheni. Water, we know, does not get cooked in a klisheni. And therefore, that is the way he suggests you make your tea. But what about the following? Can you do the following? Can you take the tea essence, put it into your cup, and then pour from the kli rishon onto your tea essence? Can you take your tea essence cold, pour it into the cup, bottom of the cup, and now take hot water from the kumkum and pour it onto the essence? Has the essence been cooked?
Yes.
Therefore, but it's a davar lach. What's the din by ein bishlach habishlach davar lach? Three shitas. Rambam Rashba Paskin that ain't Besach HaBesachim B'davar Lach. Rashi Rosh Paskin Yesh Besach HaBesachim B'davar Lach. Rama Paskins if it's Nitzani Lagamre Yesh Besach HaBesachim. So is that going to be a solution? To put the essence in on the bottom of the cup and then pour hot water onto the essence? The answer is no, because we pass them for sure like the Ramah. Yesh b'shalach ha'bishol, if it's cooled down, that is not a solution. Harei kai malon, the malach, yesh b'shalach ha'bishol in its tarin. Oh, and v'chein adin l'inyin kaveh. You know what kaveh is?
Coffee.
Yafe. Okay, now. So that's one solution. And then he suggests another solution, which again, what?
Why is putting the bishol, why is putting the tea essence in the tea that's cooked different than putting the tea essence on the bottom of the cup?
On the bottom of the cup, you're doing iri kli rishon. Iri kli rishon is mevashel.
Oh, putting it in
into a kli sheni by liquids is not mevashel. Okay? Then he says towards the bottom, I'm skipping a little bit. Then he says, mikol makom kosu ha'achronim eitza ha'muvcheres. What does muvcheres mean? The optimal solution. Ethan, can we open the windows a little bit? Optimal solution. Dahainu, shi'etaken ha'essence me'erev Shabbos lagamre. What does it mean, yitaken ha'essence me'erev Shabbos lagamre? You make before Shabbos concentrated tea. Okay? Concentrated tea. And then, you don't have to go ahead and use this dry bag, etc., reuse the bag, etc. Make concentrated tea. And tomorrow when you want your tea, so put cold water, you could put out water in a klisheni, pour the essence into that, and that will be your Eitza HaMuvcheres. 1 second. And then can you put water into, can you put milk into your tea if you like? If you're English, you like milk in your tea in a klisheni? Yes, because liquids do not get cooked in a klisheni, and that will be permissible. You go to many, many hotels. You go to many, many, many hotels, and what they do, certainly in Israel, the hotels, they have tea essence, concentrated tea. They will often put that concentrated tea on the blech as well, so it's warm. And then if it's warm, for sure, even in a kli Rishon, but certainly klisheni, to pour that into your hot water is 100% fine. Now, before you comment, the Mishnah Berurah presents basically essence as the solution. What does he not say? Klishlish. The Mishnah does not say klishlish. And comes along Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe Feinstein in a very, very well-known, celebrated tshuva. Rav Moshe, probably his most two famous tshuvas might be this tshuva and the tshuva about Cholav HaKompanis, Cholav Stam. Rav Moshe says when it comes to preparing tea, says the Shas never, ever, ever says a word about Kli Shlishi. Does it say something about Kli Sheni, the Shas? Mm-hmm. Yes. Does it entertain the idea that there is Bishon of Kli Sheni by Kali Abish? Yeah. Kuli Yisayisman? Yeah. Does it say anything about Kli Shlishi? Says Rav Moshe, you know why it doesn't say anything about Kli Shlishi? Because Kli Shlishi ain't a Mavasha. Kli Rishon, Mavasha. Kli Sheni generally ain't a Mavasha except for Kali Bishon. And Kli Shlishi is not mentioned anywhere in Shas because there's no Bishon in a Kli Shlishi. That's his position. And therefore, you want tea on Shabbos, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, what do? Simply take from the kumkum, put it in a cup. Your cup now is a kli sheni. Take the cup, pour it into a kli sheni, which is a kli shlishi. A cup sheni, which is a kli shlishi. And now take your tea bag and put it into that thing, and you are 1,000% fine.
What about
1 second. That's what he says. Now, he quotes an Aruch HaShulchan, which I underlined for you. Did I? No. But he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. Look where I underline. Look inside at the tshuva. Where's my mom? Look at the tshuva, and he says as follows. Rav Moshe writes, La'anias daiti, where it's underlined. Lo nire kla loma di'ika dvarm shen stasma kli shlishi. There's no bishul in a kli shlishi. Which, by the way, if you want tradition soups, can you pour from the kumkum onto the tradition soup? Perhaps not. But is it? Is it? Is it? I don't know. It might be, might be not. It might be that the veggies are dehydrated but not cooked. I don't know. But if the veggies are just dehydrated, not cooked, then from the kli rishon onto the veggies in the traditional soups is awesome. But according to Moshe, to take the hot water and put it into a... from the kumkum into a cup. From the cup into a... another cup, which is a kli shlishi. And now pour the kli shlishi into the traditional soup. That's iri from a kli shlishi should be fine. Where's the water? Where's the water? The water has to come from a kli shlishi. Or you can dump, you can have a kli shlishi and dump your soup into the kli shlishi.
So you can't do like iroi kli shaming.
Right! That's what I've been asking for. You can't. Now. Says of Moshe, Delo Matzina, we only find Bishul in a kli shani, uve kli shlishi lo matzina. Never find it. Is it Moshe right we never find it? In Shas, kli shlishi? Never find it. Now, could you tell me, logically speaking, how are the two ways you can explain why you never find in Shas Bishul in a kli shlishi? Two logical ways. Shmuel Bark?
Well, there's a logical difference between kli rishon and kli shani being the hot walls.
Let's start with Rav Moshe's way. How does Rav Moshe understand? You're right, but Rav Moshe says, why do you never find kli shlishi? Because there's no bishul in the kli shlishi. Says Shmuel Bark, maybe there's another chat. Why you never have kli shlishi mentioned in the shas? Why?
There's no difference between kli shani and kli shlishi.
Because kli shlani and kli shlishi are identical. Why are they identical? I understand the difference between kli rishon and kli shani. What's the difference between kli rishon and kli shani? Hot walls. But once you have a kli shani, you have cold walls, then a kli shlishi, kli revi, kli chamishi is all what? It's all the same. It's all the same. Who takes that position, Mefurish? Who takes that position, Mefurish?
Mishmaru.
Mishmaru is not Mefurish. So he quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. Umash shekaz Aruch HaShulchan sinin shun yekes. De'eneinu roos. Mine eyes have seen, our eyes see. Shetei mispashel gam bekli shlishi. Come on. What happens to Tina Klishani? What happens? It gets hot. The color spreads. And we call that cooking. What happens in the kli shlishi? Same exact thing. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, what's the difference? And Rav Moshe says in a way that it's hard to fully understand. He goes, no, that's not cooking. That's not cooking. You know how I know it's not cooking? Because you put a tea bag in cold water. You know what would happen? It would also turn red. Turning red is not called cooking. You know what's called cooking? Cooking is called cooking. The chemical change is called cooking. And that doesn't happen in kli shlishi. It looks like it's cooking. Nah, that's just turning red. That's not called cooking. Don't get fooled. Don't get fooled. It's not cooking. Looks like cooking, it's not cooking. That's what Moshe writes. And then he says, the end. That which the tea gets cut changes color. Nah, it's not cooking. Im kein ein lanu lomer me'atzmenu klum ela mikabala. Umemela hu kechol stav dram du v'klisheni safek u'v'klishlishi yesh lahatir. Boom. No bishul klishlishi. I've read this tshuva many, many, many times. And to be perfectly honest with you, I believe, as Kavi Silva says correctly, the Mishnah Berurah does not accept this. By inference. If kli shlishi was an option for tea, he would have presented it. He doesn't because he assumes, like Yer HaShulchan, kli shlishi is awesome. So what's pshat? What's pshat? So I would like to suggest, but Moshe doesn't say this. I cannot say with convincing conviction that this is exactly what Moshe means, but I would like to suggest. Rabosai, if I were to go outside on a hot summer day, take an egg, crack it on a paper plate, take a magnifying glass, concentrate the rays of the sun, and fry my egg. Will I have violated any Isser Shabbos whatsoever? The answer is no. The Gemara says, Mefurish in Masechet Shabbos Daf Lamed Tes, Hamivashel Bechama Mutter. Mutter. You can cook in the sun. What can't you cook with?
Fire.
Fire. What else can't you cook with? Fire derivatives. Things that were cooked, that were heated by fire. And you can't cook with toldos hachama. Things that were heated by the sun. For example, the roof of my car. I can't crack an egg on the roof of my car and cook with the roof of my car. Because I do that, I might cook with toldos ha'or. But can I cook with the sun straight? Yes. And the question is why? Why can I cook with sun straight? Avikom. Ooh, fancy, fancy. So Rashi writes, you can cook with the sun because ein derech bishul bekach. It's not the way people cook. Can you? You can. It's not the way people cook. And therefore, even if you produce a bona fide bishul, mutter. It's not the way people cook. That's pshat number one. There's another pshat. There's another pshat. Why is cooking in the sun mutter? Because perhaps bishul requires fire. Eish. And if you don't have eish, or a derivative of eish, it's not bishul. If that's true, Rabbos, I want to tell you big chiddush. Big chiddush. Big chiddush! Can you give me an example, a nafkamina between these two reasons? Can you give me a modern day form of cooking that is not using eish? Just blurt it out. Microwave ovens. How do microwave ovens cook? It works based on, as I understand it, kinetic energy. It works based on kinetic energy. The molecules of the food are agitated very, very, very fast via the microwaves. And what happens when you move something very, very fast? It heats up, it generates energy. The internal energy of these shifting molecules generates heat, which creates a bishul operation. If you could figure out a way to build a Shabbos clock-oriented microwave, do not blurt out an answer. Think before you answer. Can I take a raw piece of meat or chicken or whatever and put it in the microwave to become cooked on Shabbos? Think before you answer. No? Now you can answer after you've thought. No! If your answer doesn't start with the following two words, you're wrong. Here's the two words. It depends. Now it's easy. Go ahead.
Well, do we consider...
Da, ba, 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 ba.
It depends.
It depends if we consider... it depends if you consider... microwaving a normal way of cooking.
Okay. If you consider it to be, if it has become sufficiently ubiquitous, that it is a normal way of cooking, according to Rashi, you chayv on Shabbos?
Yes.
Yes. But does it use eish?
No.
So if the reason chama is what? Is mutter is because ain't der bishul b'kach, so microwaves is der bishul, so you be chayv. But if the issue is you need fire, you need eish, and chama is not eish, microwave is also not eish, and therefore you would be, you'd be potter. You would be exempt. That's one nafkamina. You know where this is relevant? So on Shabbos, we're not going to use makriz on Shabbos. Pasnish. But you know where it's relevant? When you go to your local Dunkin' Donuts. You go to your Dunkin' Donuts, and there's the ladies behind the counter. And the ladies behind the counter are typically non-Jews. Non-Jews. Okay? They're Gentiles. And you want to get one of those horrible eggs, the powder, those horrible... Where do they put it? Where do they put the eggs? They put it in the microwave. Is there an Isser of Bishul Akum? So all these places have Hekshev. Why? Because they're assuming that in order to violate Bishul Akum, what do you need?
Fire.
You need Eish. And for the Din Drabbanan of Bishul Akum, you need Eish. You don't have Eish, and therefore permissible. Coming out of the Sugya of Chama. In Israel, it's quite popular that we have solar heating in this country. And our showers and the like get heated by what? Are you allowed to use, can you wash your dishes with hot water when your heating is solar-powered heating? Be careful before you answer. Be careful before you answer. If you're not careful, you will blurt out the wrong answer. Can you wash your hands with hot water? In chutzlars, in your house, can you use hot water on Shabbos? The answer is no. Why not? Because by you taking hot water out of the system, what comes in the system? New cold water comes in the system and gets boiled up, and the boiler's working, so that's usur. Says Yitzi Warren, what about using solar heated water? What's the din in? Can you use solar heated water? Not to take a shower, to wash your hands, to go ahead and use hot water. What do you say?
You mean like it has like a solar panel?
I mean like it has a solar panel.
Isn't that like a tolda of the sun?
Excellent. Excellent. That's what I wanted to hear. Excellent. Excellent. The way solar heating works is it's not the pshat that the sun is heating the water. What's happening is the sun is being drawn by these panels and now is heating these black metal pipes that then, in turn, heat the water. What's that called? Is that called chama or is that called tolda sachama? That's tolda sachama. And since tolda sachama, so many poskim assume that tolda sachama is usur. There are those who say it's a grum, it's not there. It's more lenient, certainly, than using a boiler, but that is a also going to be a relevant conversation. Okay, so what does that have to do with Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva regarding Kli Shlishi and tea? What does it have to do with... So there is fire, because it started off on fire, so it's a derivative of fire. Why do I say in a Kli Shlishi, Rav Moshe says, no bishul? Because at some point, you are so far removed from the original source of fire, that what do we call that? We call that Ein Derech Bishul B'Kach. And even if it is bishul, is there any precedent for something getting cooked on Shabbos and you're not chai for bishul? Yes, sun. Sun is your precedent. Why? Because says Rashi, ain der bishul b'kach. So now, what during the week, you'd ever go ahead and cook in a Kli Shlishi? Would you ever do that? You'd never do that. So therefore, that's already called ain der bishul b'kach. It's too far removed. It's not a normal way of cooking. Memela. Memela mutter on Shabbos. In other words, a ket says Rav Moshe, and that's the way I'm understanding Rav Moshe Feinstein, is yeah, there's no difference in a cliche and a Kli Shlishi, but you're so far removed at that point that now already, halachically, it's not bishul. Yeah, bishul's happening, but it's al pidin, lo matzina. We never find that someone will go ahead and cook in that fashion in a Kli Shlishi.
Tosfos says that the reason why cooking in a Kli Shlishi is a problem is mitzvah. So obviously the Gemara and Lama test makes it much stronger. But even without that, it's mechzei by a sheni, and not mechzei by a shlishi.
Very good.
And once the Gemara and Rishonim don't say who shlishi is a problem, so why? Meaning, so it's not a problem until it's a problem.
Very good. So, very good. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Yes, Ethan. Now we got. Yeah, quickly.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Okay, Rabosai, we got 10 minutes. I want to start and finish just the next piece of Gemara. Okay? We'll do it quickly, and I just want to get it because I want to get into tomorrow's fresh start. So take a look, please. We're going to go inside. It's one of a few ha'aras on this piece of Gemara. There's a lot going on over here, but it's just a few small comments. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Haiman de'ovar chaviso chai mishum shevachatos. If you make a barrel, an earthenware barrel on Shabbos, you violate seven chatos. Tanura, if you make an oven made out of earthenware, chai mishum shmonetos. Chatos. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi writes, chavisa shel cheres. You're talking about an earthenware barrel. Sheva chatos, tochen haragavim, and then borer hatsroros, and merakeid, and lush, and memareach, memachek, umavir. So seven malachas. What's the last of the malachas that you did? What's the last thing you do when you make an earthenware barrel? What's the last thing you do? No. Mavir es ha'or. You light the fire. Because how do you make earthenware?
You cook it.
You put it in a kiln. You light the fire of the kivshan. And then you put it inside. And I raise a mavash. Okay, the last one is bishop. So far, so good? So that's seven. Tanur, what is a tanur? It's basically this barrel that you now made out of clay that now has this hole in it that you can put food in, fire and food. But when it comes to the regular chavis, when you make this earthenware chavis, it's going to develop cracks. And cracks is okay for a chavis. But it's not okay for a tanur. Why is it not okay for a tanur? Because then the hot air is going to escape. So we can't have cracks. So says Rashi, by the chav tanur, you're chayv shmoneh. Why? Because after you put it in the oven, it develops what? Cracks. So what do you need to do then? You need to tach aleha tfela. You basically have to take tfela, which is a smear, a clay, and you patch up the cracks so that the heat stays in. And then Rashi says, V'hu gemar malachto. And that's the gemar hamalach. That's the completion. It needs finishing touches. And that's the smear that you put on afterwards. And then Rashi writes, Komide dehave gemar malacha, chayv mishum makor v'patish. And anything that is like the finishing touches is Maka Bepatish. Got it? So what's the added malacha of Tanur over Chavis? Maka Bepatish. So now Rashi asks, why is there no Maka Bepatish by Chavis? Why is there no Maka Bepatish by Chavis? When you put it inside the oven, that's the completion of the kli. So why is that not called the finishing touches? So Rashi here says a chiddush. I just want to share this chiddush. Rashi writes, of Agave Chavis, Leka mishum makor v'patish. There's no makor v'patish. Why? Because who did the finishing touches in the case of the chavis?
Fire.
What?
Fire.
The oven. Because makor v'patish me'eleha nigmara melachto betanur. It happened by itself. Who did it in the case of the tanur?
You did.
I did. In the case of the oven, who does the finishing touches? Happens by itself. Says Rashi, Maka Bepatish can only be violated with what? If I am engaging in a Maisa Beyodayim. But if it's Nigmar Me'eleha, ain't Maka Bepatish. You need Maisa Yodayim. Why would that be? Why would that be? Why? What is Maka Bepatish? And why does it require me doing something? And when it comes to, if it happened by itself, can Bishul happen by itself? Can Bishul happen by itself? Yeah, I put it in the oven and it gets cooked. We saw that the Rashash, the Minchas Chinuch. When it comes to makapatish, no. It's got to be done by me. If it's nigmar me'eleha, it's not called makapatish. Any idea why that might be? Why might that be? Why might that be? What is makapatish? What? When you strike the final blow. But it's not only striking the final blow. That's an example. When you have metal, you give it a... That's an example. What is makapatish? Final step. I have another word for it. Finishing touches. Finishing touches. What is finishing touches? So what is, if I were to ask you, what is the tsuras hamalacha of bishul? What is the malacha of bishul? Define it for me. Define it for me.
Making something inedible to edible.
Inedible to edible. Give me the tsuras hamalacha of malacha's tochen. Taking something big and making it into
small
little pieces. Good. Tell me the tsuras hamalacha of malacha's boder. Separating the bad from the good. What is the tsuras hamalacha of makor patish?
Making something from great to perfect.
The answer is, there is no tsuras hamalacha. Every single kli has its own makor patish. A metal kli has its makor patish. An oven has its makor patish. A book has its makor patish. Every garment has its makor patish. It has no specific tsuras hamalacha. And perhaps, therefore, if it has no specific tsuras hamalacha, what gives this a shame makor patish? The answer is the Maaseidah. The answer is me doing something overtly. It demands something overtly. I believe that's a thought when it comes to makor patish. One quick additional thought I want to make, and then we will stop. Rabosai, when you make the chavis, and you make the tanur, and you make the basket with and without the rim, how many malachas do you violate? I thought this was just curious. Gemara says 7, 8, 11, 13. Just curious. What else is 7, 8, 11, 13? Yitzitzis. That's a curiosity. I don't know, I have anything to say about that. Just curious. But okay. 7, 8, 11, 13. That's interesting. But which malacha says Rashi is not in the list?
Bona.
Rashi says Bona is not violated by the Chavis Tanur, Chalsa, and the Chalsa with the rim. Why is there no Isser Bona, says Rashi? Rashi says because Ain Binyan Bekalim. These are all vessels. And there's no Isser Bona by... According to Rashi, what do you need for Bona? What do you need for Bona? New? Not Kalim, what? A shelter, a structure, a building. Kalim? No Bona. Not at all. There's seven malachas involved. Just one of them is not bona. It's just only seven chatos. Only seven isurei skila with an oven eight, but it's not bona. So he's going bona. So look at Tosis. Look at Tosis. Tosis writes Perish Rashi Chavisa. Perish Rashi Dimishum bona lo mechayev. Why? De'ein Binyan Bekalim. The Ein Nira. Tosis disagrees. Is there Binyan Bekalim?
Yeah.
For sure there is. For sure there's Binyan Bekalim. However, when the Gemara tells us Ein Binyan Bekalim, it's a case of Machzir Mita Umenorah Shel Chulius. If you assemble a portable crib, is that Binyan Bekalim? Is that Bona? No. Why? Because that's like, you assemble it, you take it apart, you reassemble it. That's not from scratch. That's not from scratch. But they ain't been yibekem. Aval b'kisha osa legamre kol hakli. But if you make the entire kli from scratch, then mechayv mishum bona. Then for sure you mechayv mishum bona. Says Tosis. When you go ahead and assemble an IKEA desk, is that called bona?
No.
No. But if you go ahead and make this chavis, the taner, the chalsa, will that be bona? Yes. Why? Because you're making it from?
Scratch.
From scratch. Yesh ben yibekelim. So the fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, whether there is or is not ben yibekelim, Rashi says no, binyan requires a structure, a building, a dwelling. Tosa says? Yesh ben yibekelim if it's from? Scratch. Tosa has a problem. Gemara tells us, and daf ayin hey, we'll see it soon. If I make a glass kli, how do I make a glass kli? I blow it. And I make it from scratch. You know what the Gemara says? I'll violate maka bepatish, but I will not violate bona. That seems to be a raya for Rashi. Because you have a kli, and the Gemara says, no iser of, no, Mr. Hook, no iser of bona. Why is there no iser of bona? And Tosis asks his kash on himself. V'tzarech iyun, delo likshi mimenafek v'kli zechukas, it's all pirkin. I have a problem. And that is, how will I understand the glass blower? Why is that not an iser bona? Are you not making it from scratch? Who can give me the answer? What's the answer to Tosis Kasha? Why is glass blowing not bona? I, Binyan Bekalim. We had this already. That's why I'm asking you. Mayor Eisner, go ahead.
Because glass is made out of sand, so you're not necessarily building it. You're just transforming the sand into glass.
Everything is made out of something.
Right, but here you're not really putting anything together.
Yeah.
It's not
multiple
parts.
The iser. You remember that, or does you came up with that on your own now? The iser of bone demands, listen to the words, assemblage. Even if you hold yesh binyan bekalim, but you have to take disparate parts and assemble. When it comes to blowing glass, what do? You just take this thing and you blow it and you have a kli. It doesn't require assemblage. And therefore, there's no iser bona. I believe that is the correct shot. Have an excellent day.
He doesn't say that.
He doesn't say that.